Welcome back to Science TLDR, the podcast for experts on the go.
On the go?
Yeah, you know, busy folks who need the research but don't have time for all the fluff.
I like it. Cutting to the chase.
Right to the good stuff. That's us. And today we're diving into, well,
deep diving?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Into a paper all about lupus nephritis.
Oh, this one's a big deal if you're working in that area.
For sure. It's called Efficacy and Safety of Obinutuzumab in Active Lupus Nephritis.
From New England Journal of Medicine. Just came out February 7th, 2025.
Fresh off the press, so let's jump right in.
Well, first off, what I think is really cool about this study is the way they did it. Super rigorous.
Rigorous, okay. I like it.
Yeah, it was a phase three, and get this. Randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled trial.
Okay, hold on. For our listeners who maybe aren't as familiar with all the clinical trial lingo, can we break those down a bit?
Sure, sure. So phase three, that means we're pretty far along. You know, like they've tested it a bunch and now it's time to see if it really works and if it's safe in a big group of people.
Gotcha. So pretty close to like being a real treatment option.
Exactly. Now, randomized, that means they take all the people in the study and they basically flip a coin to decide who gets the new treatment and who gets a placebo.
So it's totally random. No bias or anything.
Right. So you can really compare the two groups and know any difference is because of the treatment, not because of who was chosen for which group.
Makes sense. And double blind.
That one's kind of fun. It means neither the patients nor the doctors know who's getting the real deal and who's getting the fake treatment.
Oh, wow. So even the doctors don't know.
Nope. No one knows until the very end of the study. So no one can accidentally or, you know, subconsciously influence the results.
And just to be sure, placebo controlled, that's where you have a group that gets a sugar pill or something, right?
Oh,
just to see what happens naturally.
Bingo, you got it. So all this together, like I said, super rigorous design gives us some pretty solid evidence about whether this new treatment, obinutuzumab, actually does what it's supposed to.
So 271 adults with active lupus nephritis, is that right?
Yep.
Active, meaning their kidneys are, you know, inflamed, not doing so hot.
Right, and they split them into two groups.
Yeah, so group one got this obinutuzumab, which is a mouthful. It's a, it's called a type 2 anti-CD20 monoclonal antibody. But the important thing is it targets specific cells in the immune system.
We'll get into that later, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. It's fascinating stuff. But anyway, they got this obinutuzumab, PLLUS, the usual treatment, mycophenolate at Movtel, and glucocorticoids.
Okay. So they weren't just getting the new drug. They were getting the, like, the standard of care on top of it.
Exactly. And then the other group, they just got the standard treatment, but they got a placebo along with it.
So both groups getting what they should be getting anyway, but one group also gets this new, possibly better treatment. Makes sense.
Yep, that's the idea. And then the researchers watched them, and the main thing they were looking at, the primary endpoint, as we call it, was seeing if they achieved a complete renal response.
Renal response, that sounds like good news for the kidneys.
Oh, yeah, week 76. Week 76, okay. But what does complete renal response actually mean? Like, what does that look like for the patient?
So it's a few things. Their urinary protein to creatinine ratio has to be less than 0.5. Basically, no protein leaking out in their pee. That's bad news if it is.
Kidneys working properly then.
Right. Then there's the eGFR,
yeah.
Estimated glomerular filtration rate, big words. Basically, how well the kidneys are filtering the blood.
Has to be good too, I imagine.
At least 85% of what it was at the beginning of the study. So, you know, not getting worse.
Gotcha.
And lastly, no need for like emergency treatments, no kidney failure, no one dying, obviously, and no one dropping out of the study early.
So they got to be doing well overall, not just their kidneys.
Exactly. And that's what they looked at. Week 76, did they hit all those marks?
All right, drum roll, please. Did this obinutuzumab actually work?
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. The group that got obinutuzumab, they had way better results. Significantly better.
Okay, way better. Give me numbers. What are we talking?
Okay.
46.4% of the folks getting obinutuzumab achieved complete renal response by week 76.
Not bad. Not bad. What about the placebo group?
Only 33.1%.
Whoa. Okay. That IS, a big difference.
Statistically significant, they call it. Meaning it's not just random chance. This drug seems to be doing something.
So obinutuzumab, it's looking pretty promising for lupus nephritis, huh?
Oh, yeah. And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Mm-hmm.
This could change how we treat this whole disease.
All right. So we've seen that obinutuzumab, it really does seem to help folks with lupus nephritis get their kidneys back on track.
Absolutely. It's a big step forward.
But now I'm curious why. How does this drug actually work its magic?
It's all about the B cells.
B cells. Okay, remind me, what are those again?
So B cells are a type of white blood cell, part of your immune system, and they're super important, but in lupus.
They go rogue, right? I remember from our last lupus deep dive.
Yeah, you got it. They start attacking your own body instead of, you know, the bad guys like viruses and bacteria.
And in lupus nephritis, they're attacking the kidneys, causing all that inflammation and damage.
Precisely. And here's where obinutuzumab comes in. Remember how I said it's a type 2 anti-CD20 monoclonal antibody?
Vaguely, those are some serious science words.
Uh-huh, yeah. But basically what it means is this drug, it goes right for those B cells and wipes them out.
Like a targeted missile taking out the enemy's headquarters.
Exactly, and that's what's so exciting about this study. They found that obinutuzumab causes a much deeper depletion of B cells compared to other treatments.
So it's not just like a little reduction, it's taking out a significant chunk of those troublemaker B cells.
Yep, and that seems to be the key to those amazing results they saw. It could totally change the game for how we treat lupus nephritis.
So by knocking out those B cells, you're essentially calming down the entire immune system attack on the kidneys.
Exactly. Gives them a chance to, you know, breathe and start healing.
Fascinating stuff. And you know what's even more exciting? This B cell targeting strategy. It could have implications for other autoimmune diseases too, right? Not just lupus nephritis.
Oh, absolutely. If it works this well here, who knows what other diseases we could apply it to?
Lots of potential there. But let's be real. Every new treatment has its downsides. And this paper does mention some concerns about safety.
You're right. We can't just ignore those.
Especially since we're talking about messing with the immune system. That can have all sorts of unintended consequences.
For sure. And one of the big ones they talked about in the paper is infections.
Infections, that's not good.
Yeah, the obinutuzumab group did have a higher rate of serious infections compared to the placebo group.
So that's definitely something to watch out for. But wasn't this study done during the COVID-19 pandemic?
Ah, good point. You're sharp. Yeah, it started in July 2020.
So some of those infections, maybe even a lot of them, could have been due to COVID. Not necessarily the drug itself.
Exactly. The researchers even say that in the paper, especially the infections early on, before we had vaccines and good treatments for COVID.
Makes sense. So we have to take that into account. But were there any other infections besides COVID that popped up more often in the obinutuzumab group?
Yeah, they saw more urinary tract infections, some pneumonia, gastroenteritis.
Okay, so not just COVID then.
Right, but it's important to remember, most of these infections were treatable. Nothing too out of the ordinary.
So it seems like there's a trade-off here. Potentially better outcomes for the lupus nephritis, but at the risk of more infections, especially during, you know, a global pandemic.
That's a good way to put it. It's all about weighing the risks and benefits for each patient.
So obinutuzumab, it's promising, but we need to be cautious, especially in certain situations. Are there any other things the researchers pointed out that we should mention? Any other caveats? So it sounds like obinutuzumab is looking like it could be a game changer for lupus nephritis, but obviously more research is needed.
Definitely. And the researchers, they actually point that out themselves. In the discussion section, they highlight some things to, you know, keep in mind moving forward.
Like what? Give us the inside scoop. What are the researchers saying we need to watch out for?
Well, one thing is they only followed the patients for 76 weeks.
That's not that long, is it? I mean, when you're talking about a chronic disease like this.
Exactly. So we know obinutuzumab helps in the short term, but we don't really know how long those benefits last.
So are the improvements in kidney function, like, are they permanent? Do they fade over time? Big questions.
Big questions. We need to see, you know, do the patients stay in remission? Do any weird side effects pop up later down the road?
Right, because some side effects can take a while to show up. Especially when you're dealing with the immune system.
Exactly. So longer term data, that's definitely something we need.
Well, hopefully those studies are already in the works, right?
Oh, yeah. They said they're doing more follow-ups. So fingers crossed, we'll get those answers soon.
I'm sure our listeners in the lupus nephritis field will be eagerly awaiting those results.
For sure. This is like cutting edge stuff.
So for the clinicians out there listening, what's the takeaway here? Cautious optimism.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. Obinutuzumab, it's definitely promising. Could really improve things for a lot of patients, but...
But there are risks, and we need to learn more about the long-term effects.
Exactly. We got to choose the right patients, manage those potential side effects, and keep a close eye on them, make sure everything's okay.
All good points. Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive, I'd say.
I agree. Very interesting paper.
Thanks for breaking it all down for us.
Anytime. Happy to be here.
And for our listeners, thanks for joining us on Science TLDR. Until next time, stay curious.